Oh, hi, Joy. I'm trying to make an appointment online for my husband. It's coming up with the first available one is the 26th of February at 4 p.m. But when I try and book into that, it's just coming up with the doctors that are available, and it's saying that Dr. Ryan has an appointment on the 26th of February at 8:30. But I don't know. So that 4 p.m. slot is what? It's gone. Oh, okay. All right. Yes. Oh, I just went through your website. The 25th, Wednesday, the 25th of February. Okay, great. Can I? Yep. Confusion. All right. Because you can't, I can't continue. It's sort of, anyway, that'd be great. Can I book that one, please? So we did, and that was my next question. I've already been in, we're travelling to the Galapagos Islands, and yes, unfortunately, been advised to get yellow fever vaccination, which we've both had, and I know we've got the lifetime cover. My husband's lost his book. So when I came in, when we had it done, it was back before you've transferred over onto the computer system. So I wasn't showing as a pre-existing patient. So if he emails you, like his name and Medicare number and everything, would you be able to find his records, or does he have to have the yellow fever again? So if he still sends that in to you anyway, or? Yeah, he can't find it. No, yep. So we had it. I've been in, and I know the date I had it. We had it done means I've have like it's now considered. Yeah. We both had it done at the same time, so it's considered that I've got lifetime coverage. But yeah, he can't find his book, and I just know when I was there, I wasn't showing up as a pre-existing patient because it was something to do when you track scanned all the results over into the computer. Yeah. I can. Yep. Hang on. I'll give you my 2 secs. Sorry. I'll just go and get my book. Of course, then I'll need glasses, which I walked away without getting. 2000 and oh, no, I can't read that. So is that the yellow fever? So 12th of July 2016. Thank you.